Good vach. We hope you had a most enjoyable Shabbos. We continue with our study of Nachyomi, a deeper look as we do every single day. Lidoy Nishmas Avi Morir of Hillel Ben Meir Chelmechel Zichrono Lebracha and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Lebracha. Today we find ourselves in Sefer Shmuel Aleph and we find ourselves in Perek Yud Daled. And today's deeper look, I would like to look at something that is quite personal to me, and that is the name of Shaul HaMelech's son. It's interesting, the Radak in Perek Yud Ches, in the beginning of the Perek, identifies that until Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Aleph, the son of Shaul HaMelech is called Yonah's son all the time, except for two, twice in our Perek, once in Pasuk Vav, where he is called Vayomer Yehona's son, where he talks to his armor bearer, and he says, L'chu v'navra al matzav ha'arelim ha'ilu la'yasa Hashem lanu, ki ein la'Hashem me'atzor lo shia b'ravu b'ma'at, where he declares that he's going to go ahead and challenge the Plishtim. It doesn't matter how many people are there. And then again in our Perek in Pasuk Ches, we're also told, Vayomer Yehonah san hine anachnu ovrim el ha'anashim v'niglinu alayim. We're going to pass by the people, and then we will reveal ourselves. But short of that, any mention of the son of Shaul HaMelech, he is referred to as Yonah son. However, after Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Aleph, he's only referred to as Yehonah's son. What's the difference between Yonah's son and Yehonah's son? And since my mother's listening, I will let you know that there is obviously a difference. One is a proper name and one is not. That's what she's going to tell you. But the truth is, which one is proper, which one is not? The Radak doesn't give us any identification. What exactly is happening over here? Well, the Mechilta in Parshas Yisro tells us that there were a number of people who were given a bunch of different names. We know that Yisro was originally referred to as Yeser. Moshe went back to Yeser Chosno. When he did good deeds, he became Yisro. Avram Avinu was Avram. When he started to do good deeds, he gets called Avraham. Sarah Imenu was called Sarai. When she did good deeds, she was called Sarah. We find Yoshua was called Hoshea. When he did certain great deeds, he becomes Yehoshua. By the way, we find that the opposite works as well. A person was referred to as Ephron with a Vav, but unfortunately, after he took money from Avram Avinu for the Maras HaMachpelah, he negotiated in a poor style, he's referred to as Ephron without a Vav. Yonadav was originally called Yehonadav, but he engaged in sin. He is referred to as Yonadav, the brother of David, or perhaps Yonadav ben Brechav, whom we will meet later. Whichever way it is, we find that when a person does ma'asim tovim, he does good things, we add a hey or a vav or a yud to the person. Why? Because adding one of those letters shows us the greatness of the individual. He does good deeds, and we add a yud, a hey, or a vav to the person's name, which is to recognize that he's wearing his godliness in his very name. On the other side, when we see a person losing a hey or a vav, like with Ephron, it shows that the person has lost his greatness, perhaps because he did something bad, and so therefore he loses the Shem Hashem in the process. Well, Rabbi Eitan Shandropi, who is one of the great Tanakh teachers in Merkaz Harav Letzirim, offered the following suggestion as well. When Yonasan turns around and he finishes speaking to Shaul, his soul became connected with that of David HaMelech. From there on, he is referred to as Yehonasan. From the minute he decided to go ahead and recognize the greatness of Hashem's intention to not give him the Malucha, but to give it to David HaMelech, Yehonasan accepted it. What a greatness on behalf of a human being to take his own presumed destiny and to flip it on its head and turn it over to his good friend and love the person for it. That's godliness. That's a godly action. And from there on, he becomes known as Yehonasan. And even here, when he's fighting with the Plishtim, he shows a great bitachon in Hashem. And so therefore, God puts his name within that context as well. When you act as godliness, you are a Yehonasan, not a Yonasan. You know, the Medrash Tanchuma at the beginning of Parshas Vayakal notes that when a person does a mitzvah, there is a malach that's there to protect him. When he does one good mitzvah, he gets an extra malach. He does a lot of mitzvos, he gets a lot of malachim to protect him. And that's what we say on Friday nights, ki malachav yitzav alach lishmorcha b'chol drachecha, based on Tehillim 91, Tehillim Tzadi Aleph. As long as a person adds to mitzvos, he gets a better name. This is the suggestion of the Medrash Tanchuma. And so therefore, we know that a person winds up with three major names. A person gets the name that he gets called by his parents, he gets a name based on what people call him, and he gets the name that he acquires for himself. The greatest name is the name that a person acquires for himself. Yehonasan acquires the hay. Why? Because he demonstrates that when he acts in God's manner, he is godly in the process. And so from Yehonasan, I wish you all a wonderful day and a fantastic, amazing week.